We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Almost 2 weeks to Election Day. Tell me a little bit about what you and the campaign are seeing here, the Biden-Harris campaign are seeing in Michigan.
What we're seeing is a very significant increase in voter turnout. It is a good thing. Michigan, not forget that 4 years ago, Trump won the state of Michigan with some 10,000 votes because the turnout was not as high as it should have been. So I think Michigan understands that. People are coming out in large numbers. And people are saying pretty loudly and clearly that we need to get rid of a president who is a pathological liar, somebody who was a racist, somebody who was more concerned about giving tax breaks to billionaires than he is about the needs of ordinary folks.
And he's been taking a lot of swipes at our governor over the last few weeks, even considering what happened last week with the plot being foiled.
Outrageous. I mean, it is outrageous. Here you have a governor trying to do the right thing. And even if you disagree with her, disagree with her. But to call her a dictator when you have people who are literally threatening her life is just outrageous. And this tells you that you have a president who does not believe in the rule of law, who lies all of the time, and is somebody who should not be in the White House.
And we all know, like you said, it was only a 10,000 vote win for President Trump here 4 years ago. How is the campaign, the Democratic campaign, switching up what it did here in Michigan compared to what it did 4 years ago?
Well, I think right now, nobody that I know of is taking Michigan or taking Pennsylvania or taking Wisconsin or Florida for granted. There is a massive effort to contact voters to make the case that we cannot have a president of the United States who does not believe in science. I mean, right now we're seeing the pandemic surge all over this country because you have a president who downplayed this terrible disease from day one, who is not listening to the scientists. And if we cannot get a handle on the pandemic, we're never going to have the kind of economy that we need. I think the people of Michigan understand that, as do the people of Vermont and states all over this country. Second of all, we need an economy that works for all, not just the few. How can you have a president who's gone 3.5 years and yet has not made any effort to raise the minimum wage above the starvation minimum wage of 7.25 right now? We need a $15 an hour minimum wage, that's Biden's view. We need paid family and medical leave, Biden's view. We need universal child care, that's Biden's view. So what we need to do is have science dictate how we handle this pandemic, get a handle of it, on it, and grow an economy that works for all, not just a few.
We heard 4 years ago that Hillary Clinton basically had the election in the bag. There was no way President Trump was going to be elected. We're hearing similar things that Joe Biden is kind of running away with this here towards Election Day. What is the feeling within the Democratic Party? Is it tightening up?
You're not hearing that from me. Absolutely not. I mean, I think there is an excellent chance that Biden will win the popular vote, as Clinton did 4 years ago. She won by almost 3 million votes. But we do not select our president by popular vote. It's the Electoral College. So what happens in Michigan, maybe more than any other state in this country, is absolutely imperative. And I say to the people of Michigan, you can't sit this one out. The future of America, in fact, the future of the world, depends on what happens in this election. And Michigan will play a very, very key role in that.
We know.
If you think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Fitch.
I mean, you believe, for example, that climate change is real and not a hoax, you got to vote for Biden. If you think that we should expand health care to all people and not throw 23 million people off the health care they currently have, which is what Trump is trying to do, you got to vote for Biden. So this election, in my view, is the most important election in the modern history of this country, and we've got to do everything that we can to defeat Donald Trump.
All right. One more question. We're seeing a little bit of a rise of a more progressive movement with yourself doing pretty well in the primaries and Senator Warren doing pretty well and some more progressive candidates being elected to Congress. But Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are fairly moderate. What sort of collaboration is there within the Democratic Party to try to appeal to maybe the more progressive voters that didn't have Joe Biden or Senator Harris as their first choices?
Well, I think what you're looking at right now is what I call a united front, and that is moderate Democrats, progressive Democrats, and by the way, more than a few Republicans and many independents are saying that right now we have got to come together to defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country. And after Trump is defeated and Biden becomes president, then we're going to have a very serious discussion about the future of the Democratic Party and, in fact, where we want to go as a nation. I happen to believe that we have got to guarantee health care to all people as a human right through a Medicare for All single-payer program, and I look forward to that debate. I believe we've got to raise that minimum wage to at least $15 an hour, equal pay for equal work. I believe that climate change is a real threat to our country and the world, and we can create millions of good-paying jobs by transforming our energy system away from fossil fuel. But all of those debates are going to take place the day after Biden is elected. And that's what democracy is about. We welcome that debate. But I think at a time when the working class of this country has been devastated by this pandemic, the time is long overdue for our government to stand up for working people that have the courage to take on the big money interests who have so much influence over our political and economic life.
All right. So I spoke with somebody else from the campaign a few weeks ago. They said that turnout is paramount. If turnout was higher in 2016, especially in the city of Detroit, then Hillary Clinton would have carried Michigan. How do you get the city of Detroit, the urban areas, the African-American community to get out and vote for Joe Biden?
Well, I think whoever told you that is exactly right. Trump won Michigan by 10,000 votes. The voter turnout in Detroit and other urban areas was much too low. And all I would say to my friends in the African-American community, and I don't have to tell them, they know it better than I do. We have a president today who is a racist, who is very overt about his racism. We have a president who has turned his back on working families and low-income people. And if there was ever an election in which we all had to come together, black and white and Latino, and Native American and Asian American, in order to create a government that works for all, not just a few, a government that brings us together, not divides us, this is that election. Nobody should be sitting this one out. Everybody has got to come out and vote, and we've got to change the direction of this country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.